Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome, boys and ghouls, to another scaretastic and boo-utiful episode of Cosmic Crypt. This is your GM Patrick here, your Goblin Master. I am wishing you all a happy Halloween month here on the show. So go ahead and trick or treat yourself to another in our series of frightening episodes. Joining me in spooky Starfinder 2E adventure this week are my friends who like to eat, drink, and be scary. It's Ghostly Jaberts.
Good night.
Terrifier Tyler.
The scariest thing to the mind is the unknown.
Demonic Drew.
Ah.
Yeah, oh, and Ring Girl Rebecca. I couldn't think of a good one for R. Sorry, Rebecca.
Boo.
Patrick, for that terrible introduction.
Can you just dunk your head in a bathtub and like put it all over your face real quick? That's a pretty easy Halloween costume if you've got long hair and a creepy white doll dress
gown. Yeah.
A sleeping gown. Yes. Hello, spooky, scary skeletons. How are you guys doing? What's up?
Wonderful, Patrick. I mean, I don't know why I'm speaking for everybody, but
yeah, don't speak for me. Jabert is my spokesperson.
Wonderful. If you're less than wonderful, just let Jabert say you are. Come on, be cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys have you gotten into the Halloween spirit already? Just for me, it's like it does start earlier in September, but like once October hits, it's like horror TV shows, horror movies, nonstop spookums.
Yeah, I got an
all the time. Oh,
be very afraid.
Just gracious,
an animatronic right by your computer.
I don't know why it's in my office still. It should be.
I mean, that's the best place to put your Halloween decorations, is in the place where only you see it.
Well, I was about to say, I imagine Tyler working at his desk just leans over every once in a while and like slaps it and it's like, say the thing. He's like, be afraid. Be very afraid.
I want to get the one from Target that's like, I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis. See, Patrick knows this one. I've been bothering Rebecca with this for a month, and she has no idea what I'm talking about.
No,
it's a good one.
No idea. We did. My daughter and I were at Target though, and saw a shirt in the toddler section that said it was just the jack-o'-lantern that said, "My name is Lewis." I understand that reference.
Name. Yeah, I know. I know. Some of you guys have been watching horror movies. I think it's mostly an annual tradition, but I do watch usually the first two Halloween movies. This year I watched the third one too, which was like a mistake.
Come on.
It's a fun movie, but it's like, it doesn't put me in the Halloween spirit, really.
That's true.
Even though that one is ostensibly the most about Halloween, you know? I don't know. It's like the weirdest one. But
Season of the Witch, right? Is that the subtitle? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people weren't, I like it a lot.
But. It's fun. I just wish it wasn't called Halloween.
Halloween,
part of,
yeah.
Part that's, of the, it's got the series cool. That's only Michael Myers besides that.
Yeah.
I also watched Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2 last night.
I've never seen the second one, but I really like that.
Oh my God. The first one's okay. The second one is like, I just love it so much. It's, maybe I'll it's watch so... It, sure. Over the top, it's the Jaws of
heck yeah.
Creepy horror.
I've been excited
movies.
This year because I've forced my daughter into introduced her to Scooby-Doo, and so now a lot of times she's like, Dad, let's watch Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's fun.
I tried to recommend a kids friendly horror movie to teens and kids at the library, and I was like, you guys should watch earnest, scared, stupid for a kids-friendly horror film. One of them looked at me and was like, stupid is not a kid-friendly word, Mr. Patrick.
Come down. Right. Movie.
Yeah. Let us have the S word for a 90s Jim Varney film.
Oh, God.
That's the one that uses the goblins from Troll 2 recolored, right?
No. The trolls in the movie, despite also being trolls and not goblins, were made by the Chiodi brothers, who did Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and that's they kind of repurposed some of the molds.
Yes. But,
yeah.
I just can't believe, you know, when I first watched Killer Clowns, I was like, cool, what a fun little one-off that we'll never ever see again. And it's like, now there's a video game and like all this. I mean, I walked into, you know, like a Spirit Halloween store and there were like full-on Killer Clown, you know, size things. And I was just like, what the?
That Tyler, great. I will let you know, I have seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space a very large number of times because my freshman
I thought you were just in informing us that you had also seen this movie.
No.
What a great addition to the conversation.
Because my freshman roommate in college would get very high and then either watch Major League 2 or Trolls 2. Or Killer Clowns from Outer Space or Invaders from Mars, the Toby Hooper Invaders from Mars. I've seen all of those movies far too many times.
Sounds
weird, eclectic mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to play that game, I'm down to play that game. I'd like to play the Killer Clowns game, but
would be kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
You know what else is really scary? Transitions. Is this Starfinder Second Edition adventure that we definitely started like 3 weeks ago, and also with Miles and not Tyler. we have had a slate of vacations and time off from the podcast, and then a hurricane hit.
Natural disasters.
Miles was going to come back and play with us, but then it's like, oh no, he has no internet for over a week.
For folks forever. Worried out there that are not on the Discord, Miles is fine. His fiance Chris is fine. They are back in their home. They have power. They have water. They just don't have internet. So they can
pretty useful for recording podcasts at internet.
So they're pretty much. So they're not okay, is what I'm hearing. All that other stuff you mentioned is like okay, and but like the internet.
They're living like so. Miles has an totally incredibly. Fine. He's got an incredibly huge collection of physical media, DVDs, Blu-rays, VHS tapes.
He's got everything. Yeah,
he's living he's like the '90s good. Again, and I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
He's ready for the apocalypse.
He should not show that to whatever worker is trying to restore his connection, because they'll be like, oh, put him at the bottom of the list. This guy doesn't need our help.
He doesn't even want to be back in the 21st century.
To give a little last time on for Tyler the last couple weeks.
Just me.
Because these guys obviously remember this game we played 3 weeks ago. We're playing the second of four Starfinder Society play tests. Kind of short 4-hour adventures. This one is a level 5 adventure scenario called It Came From the Vast! ! Written by Jessica Catalan. And indeed, we only played the first part a few weeks ago with Miles. And I think I mentioned at that point that because he was going to take a vacation, that Tyler was going to awkwardly and ham-fistedly take over as the fourth player this week or this second half of the playthrough. And it makes sense because what has happened is your guys's ship, the Overhaul, has come across a derelict Xenowarden vessel called the Bloom, and has found it kind of humbling through space. So I think Pilot Zamir, maybe, who was piloting? No, it was obviously Jabert. You were you pilot?
I think so.
I thought Miles was a pilot.
Someone brought us in, and everyone jumped over, leaving Obaziah behind to guard the ship. And on board, you found what seemed to be a laboratory and a great amount of disarray, like storage containers and things knocked over, all with specimen numbers written out on them. And indeed, it looks like one specimen sample 62 seems to have gotten out. As you've gone through and gotten to the power core, opening up into the main part of the ship, you saw it was overgrown with kind of fungal creations and giant egg-like sacs, and a whole swarm of these little creatures, like worms with almost human-like faces, probably coming from these eggs, came and attacked you guys. And I think the last thing that actually happened was Day, Rebecca, self-emulated almost with a supernova that lit up these eggs and also caught them on fire. So you can take a couple of D20 rolls here to try and stamp this out. But yeah, it's slowly burning along this next chamber, along the fungal growths here. It seems like it's pretty darn inflammable. Okay. So this is a little bit of fire damage as you get out of the room here. You have to pat yourself down. You take 9 more points of fire damage from being within this room when the supernova went off. But as you stamp out your singed fur, Zamir is like, I have to go back to the ship and study these things. He has like some burnt husks of these little worm creatures. I'll get Obaziah. She will relish the chance to destroy some Xenos. So that's Zamir signing off. And I'm taking this little this robot that I hacked back with me too.
Taking this robot with me.
We're friends now, me and the robot.
I thought Miles wasn't going to be on this episode.
I should just have him do like a voice recording. Like, Miles, can you read this real quick? Just patch it in. Nobody cares to hear him read 2 lines. He's like cleaning up from a hurricane. And I'm like, hey, can you record some voice lines for this episode?
Stop, insignificant thing you're doing.
Read me some. I think gold. It's only fair because everyone else had to do it, that Obaziah has to make the jump across the ships as well. It's a pretty easy jump because he got in a good position, but there's a gulf between the overhaul and the bloom, Tyler, and you can spacewalk over there with an athletics or an acrobatics check.
That's very interesting. I have a jetpack.
Yeah.
I can just kind of just like.
Let's see. A PC who flies to the bloom using jetpack or other means of control propulsion can roll a piloting check for their spacewalk if desired.
Oh, yeah. So it's either piloting or.
Yeah, Jessica Catalan's got you covered. She's like, that doesn't make it easier to land on a spaceship, you know?
I mean, I think it does. I think when you can control your thrust, I think it does.
I'm thinking of that scene in WALL-E when he has the fire extinguisher and like he has to gain control of it, right? He has to roll a piloting check to use the fire extinguisher.
I think it's more dangerous because you have a jetpack that could slam you into the side of
So it's either athletics or with my jetpack piloting.
Or acrobatics.
But I don't have that very well. Is the DC for the piloting like easier to hit than the DC for the athletics?
Not at all.
Okay, well then we're gonna go with athletics because it's like 4 times better than the my piloting. So
that'll teach you to use that jetpack.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, who wants to use technology in this sci-fi universe that we live in? And when you could just jump, I channel the ancient blood of Honto of the Saltfoot tribe, and I leap a great distance That's a 27.
Yeah, that's a critical success, I believe. So, I mean, you're backflipping through space, laying down mag boot onto the ship, and I don't know, tag team Zamir on the way out. He's got like a small box with some samples. And then, yeah, you get to see what everyone else saw as they got in through the port side of the ship. The specimen lab with the broken equipment and specimen box through the cargo bay, and maybe remains of what looks like a fight here in the cargo bay, and onward and upward into the engine room where everyone else is standing here.
Yeah. Obaziah arrives and says, I thought you guys promised you weren't going to fight or to kill anything while I was in the other ship. I feel betrayed.
Sorry, Obo. We tried to stun him, but things just got out of hand.
Well, this is the last time I'm staying aboard the old ship, just so you guys could check out the new fancy thing with the cool green aliens.
Well, with any luck, we haven't run out of squishy green things for you to stomp on. So
good, my armor's far too clean. Let's fix that. No, Patrick, bring her back. I can't move that token.
Can you move that one? Thank you.
I can move this one. Yes.
Okay. Good. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're back into the swing of things. And I will describe once more the center area here in the ship, because you can see a little bit further in now that Day has gone in and exploded some egg sacs. But this area, the midship area, is completely coated floor to ceiling in slimy effluence spotted with pulsing growths the size of a Brutaris ball.
Good.
And this whole area is kind of in flames now. It looks like this coating, which very much looks like, you know, the Xenomorph's hive, but it's a green almost mossy, slimy hue to it.
It is
very
intellectually.
It is completely different. There is
completely different. It's not the same at all. It's very green. It's not black and wet. It's green and moist.
Yeah, you see in the fires that's still burning in this part of the ship, some of these little grubs may be too small to have formed up into the swarm that you fought, burning in the smoky filled room now.
Or as we call them, exomorphers.
We gotta kill these Xenos.
Xenomorphs.
It's one letter different. It's totally different.
We cannot get sued. It's not allowed.
They're Xenus. Not Xenos. Xenu.
Don't throw us Ridley Scott's ghost or whatever.
He's still alive.
It's like he walks back into a meeting and he writes alien is a dollar sign and also lawsuit.
Lawsuit. Who did that? Stop confusing alien trivia.
Now we can finally finish that HBO show.
Oh boy. Right. So that is what you see midship here, this giant chamber in the middle of the bloom. I believe Navasi was trying to advocate for clearing out this side chamber before moving forward, this other cargo bay and the room to the north of it. But
that,
where would you guys like to go?
That certainly sounds like something I'd like to do, because you want to be thorough. You want to clear out as you go, because certainly there aren't any sort of like passageways that these things can crawl around above and below us or around us. So once we clear that room, It's 100% clear. We're good.
Remind me why we're here in the first place, or what we're trying to do?
Salvaging the ship.
Well, there's this little girl named Frog.
The ship is worth a pretty penny if you can get it back to the Xeno Wardens. So this is viable salvage.
Okay. But we're not on any kind of like time limit or anything like that, as far as we know.
No, not necessarily. Do you need to take a rest? Are you doing okay?
No. I'm not doing great, but I was just wondering if we needed to rush through this or if we had time to explore every corner of the map. And if we have time, then we might as well explore every corner of the map, especially if we're trying to salvage stuff.
Yeah, we got to make sure. We got to see what's in working order and what's busted.
Yep.
What needs busting? What ghosts need busting? That's
right. It makes me feel good.
Whether or not good feelings will be had. Okay, so that sounds to me like you don't want to go through the room with all the alien egg sacs and burning embers of these little worm creatures. You want to go over here to the side first?
We don't want to go through that room yet.
Well, what if you just bypass it completely?
I feel like I cheated a little bit by watching Alien Romulus between the first and second episode. Mm-hmm. So now I know, don't go in the room with the eggs because they're going to get you.
Yeah.
Certainly that's a brand new lesson learned from Alien Romulus.
Xenomorph eggs? Bad news. You don't want to be in a room with them. And it doesn't matter if they're closed, if they're open. It doesn't matter. You're still going to get face hugged. Which is, you know, it's really nice that they call them huggers, because that's not what those things do to your face.
Yeah.
That's not a hug.
And not any kind of hug I want.
Let's say this.
Could you imagine if every time your friend hugged you, they also shoved a hose all the way down into your stomach?
Yeah.
No spoilers, but what did you think of Romulus?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It was diverting and not bad.
It's right there in the middle for me of alien movies.
I've seen them all, and they get worse. They get worse than that for sure.
So. It's in the top half if you include the Alien versus Predator films. Yeah, but of like just the five, six Alien movies, it's, you know, it's right there in the middle.
Yeah, it's fair.
I think it's like number three for me.
It depends on my mood. I kind of like Alien 3 a good deal.
Yeah, I don't hate on Alien 3. I just
Anyway, I'm going to start fiddling with all the cryogenic freezing stuff and then walk through the room with all the eggs.
Spoiler! No. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, by the way, one of you has to hold the door open because it's like threatening to lock every time you step away from it. You have to like put your hand in like an elevator. As you open up this room over here, the starboard side specimen lab. It's much like the port one, but this one as well is a mess of debris and broken containers. It looks like these ones were broken from the outside. It looks like they were kind of ripped apart, torn into, slashed open. Do you guys want to spend some time searching this room now that Zamir is not here to give you magical and or mystical insights?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
We'll use science this time, not hocus pocus mumbo jumbo.
And we're going through this bottom room up through the top room, right?
Yes. So going through here, going through there. Can you make me a perception check? Anyone that wants to go in the room? You don't have to. I'm not your boss. Okay.
I mean,
And there's also a cargo bay, which I don't think you've searched yet either. So if someone wants to stay in
the cargo bay first.
Well, you can divide up.
I love cargo.
Half of you go in one, half go in the other. That's fine.
I didn't know there was a cargo bay. You told me there was a lab.
Well, that was the first room that you went in, and you were like, I think we should search this. And no one wanted to do it. But there's so much good stuff in here. You really should. So much good stuff. So in the cargo bay, you find an advanced tank of petrol, an advanced incendiary grenade, a hacking toolkit, an infiltrator's toolkit, and a tactical radiation buffer.
Oh, hey, radiation buffers.
Just a couple.
Is that the same list as we found in the previous room? I'm just looking in the chat, and I see that you listed those exact same things.
Did we already clear this room?
I don't remember if we cleared this room or not. Did we put it?
Maybe we did.
You know, when you come to Starfinder Podcast, this is the professionalism that I know everybody loves.
It's been 2 weeks. Give me a, or 3 weeks. Give me a break. All right. Well, I'm putting it in the chat again. A little longer
than 3 weeks.
But the more important thing is in the specimen lab, Starboard Specimen Lab, you find an advanced flamethrower on the ground in the corner, fully emptied of petrol. But you've already found a fuel counter in the storage chamber. So does anybody want a advanced flamethrower for these things that seem to be very easy to burn?
What kind of weapon is that?
Fire.
Is it like heavy weapon?
Martial or?
Yes.
Oh. All right.
It's probably one of those.
Something like that. Yeah. Kang.
To the playtest PDF.
Yeah. Who doesn't have area of effect stuff?
I think I only
have supernova, but I do have supernova. But
supernova is, yeah. Supernova is supernova.
I don't think I do, but I don't know that I can use this weapon yet.
Yeah. It is a martial ranged weapon, so. Not advanced, Marshall.
Hmm. I don't know if I have Marshall proficiency or not.
How do you know that?
Let's see.
Be on your PDF character sheet.
Yeah, you guys got to remember, I haven't played 2E much, so I'm sitting around like, and what does Marshall mean again?
Yeah. it's just a, you know, it goes simple, Marshall, advanced, three different kinds of guns. It looks like Isef is both simple and martial master and advanced with guns.
Hmm. Okay.
Or expert with advanced guns.
Okay. Okay. I see. I don't know. You guys mind if I hang on to this thing?
Go for it.
Okay. Because otherwise I'm just plinking away with a pistol and I don't know if that's going to do too much good.
I think this is an upgrade.
Advanced flamethrower. Okay. Can you tell me about what that does, or is that?
Yes, I can. It is a 15-foot ranged area cone, unwieldy weapon. So you get one blast with the flamethrower per turn. It has four, basically each petrol canister has four blasts with it. Okay. And it does 1d10 fire damage. Flame damage. It's the flamethrower. Throws the flames. Does anybody else want to take this grenade?
I'll take the grenade. I think I can use that.
Cindy. Okay. Right, so heading back into the main midship and heading on from there. You can blast some of these eggs as you go if you'd like. There are midship two doors covered with goo to the port and starboard sides. And you can see through the haze of the smoke and the goop dripping off of it. Also a set of double doors to the far bridge side of the ship, the four components here. Where would you guys like to go? It's on the other side of the doors that you're coming from, about 60 feet. So maybe this midship chamber is about a third of the vessel's length, interior length.
I mean, I say we go in and take a look around this creep factory.
What's Navasi want to do? Is she gonna like poke the eggs, the still unburnt eggs?
Well, we should probably not do that. We should probably.
Sounds very right Leroy Jenkins.
Give him a hug. Give him a little hug.
Out of these,
I've got this buddy back on Absalom Station. His name's Burke. You think he'd want one of these eggs?
I bet he'd want one of these eggs.
you know Bert wants one of these eggs.
When this show is officially over, when all of Cosmic Crit is done and not another episode under its name will ever be made, I'm going to ask someone to give us an official, how many times has Drew mentioned Burke count? It is going to be a spicy number.
Has that comic book or novel, whichever one it was, that's from Burke's perspective, has that come out yet? Because I do actually want to read that. It sounds interesting.
Really?
Yeah, Paul Reiser, I think Paul Reiser co-wrote it. He's
oh, wow.
He's like, well, you know, when you think about it, Burke wasn't really all that wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, a man who's gotten really committed to his own character.
Oh, there's a Aliens, what if? What if Captain or Carter Burke had lived? No one wants that. We were all stoked when he died.
One of the best deaths.
There is a deleted scene where Ripley finds him attached to a wall later in the movie. And I watched it's pretty dark, obviously. It's Aliens. Of course, it's going to be.
All right, move
for real. How do these things, does these things open up just like highway, like proximity, or is there like a special driver that causes them to detect us?
We don't know yet. So,
yeah.
Okay.
It's up to you. If you want to, I mean, just go in and continue to, I mean, you've got flamethrower, you've got incendiary grenade.
Can I say maybe
half the room is burnt or burning?
Can I look this at them and maybe roll a nature check to see if I can figure out what they might be like?
Might be like? What do you mean?
They might be like giants,
but they're small.
It's because I have a +2 to this nature roll, and I'm probably going to not do well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
So what? Yeah, why did you roll nature?
I assumed it would be something natural that would be made. Oh well, we can see that there's a thing on the side, and that probably means this. I don't know.
I have a kind of crazy idea. What if we dropped the temperature in the rooms so that our heat signatures were significantly lower?
Yeah, and nobody sweat or get nervous. That's
and then thing. Yeah, and then we walk through very calmly and
quietly.
Freaking
more spoilers.
Would dropping the heat signature in the room not just make us warmer? To the perception of the eggs.
That's not how the movie goes.
They drop their heat temperature to human body temperature, which is the same.
Did they drop it or crank it?
They turned the temperature up in the room.
That makes more sense than what I said. Yeah. Let's do
some
that.
Some of us haven't seen Alien Romulus.
I'm not talking about Alien Romulus, Drew. Gosh, I'm making references that just maybe you don't understand. It's okay.
It's totally Alien Romulus. I'm just kidding.
That's how they got out of one of the cubes in the movie Cube as well, I think.
Yeah. The only thing about Cube I remember is when they threw the shoe.
Alrighty, so here we go. We're in the middle of the room now. Do you guys want to burn these eggs? Do you want to move into these side doors? What do you want to do?
Burn the eggs.
I think burning the eggs is probably... Well, it's going to trigger something.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But let's go. Yeah.
I came here to shoot my gun and play a legally distinct game.
I'll burn
I'll burn a couple of ammo points on
I am really sorry to do this. Before we go in here and potentially awaken an entire room of swarm, can I rest for a minute and get my health back?
You do a little 10-minute?
Yeah, what
you
is that?
You want to go to bed
back
for the night?
Yeah, there's no stamina
I'm down
points
like
right now.
30 points. 30 hit points.
Let's see. Who's got some medicine in here?
Not me.
So
I have battle medicine. You can patch up.
What's your medicine skill?
My medicine skill is.
Do you have a med kit? Do you need a med kit?
Yeah, there's
+9.
Something else you need here.
It's like a healer's kit or something. Yeah, similar.
So yeah, +9. I would just if you're just trained in it, Drew, let's say go for the DC 15 version and make a skill check. And if you hit 15, she gets back 2d8 hit points. If you hit 25, she gets 48 double. Ooh, so close. Actually, that's close enough that folks can potentially aid.
I've only got a +2, so I'd probably hurt rather than help.
Well, you could still Yeah, I mean, even
if that's true,
you critically fail, you can't really mess it up too much. So
that's true,
and right, Iseth, if you want to roll a 15, you can get this to a critical. Oh, well, there's one aid from Iseth.
Plus one.
Obaziah, do you want to try to? Do you want to help out?
Oh boy, come on!
It'd be a flat roll for me.
Lords of the Dice.
Ooh. Oh, rolled right over that four. Okay, so 2d8 back. Hey, you can roll.
That's two HP.
Half of your hit points that you're down. Oh, very close. So 12 back.
12. All right.
Something.
Do you want to spend some more time? Because I think after this, it'll take.
Takes another hour, I think.
Take another hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will be fine.
Let's see. The other thing is, your guys' characters, do you have some healing?
I have a med patch.
That's right. Yes.
The med patch is. Sounding like 1D6. What they is it commercial?
It says 1d6, so okay. I assume yes. So.
Yes, that's just a straight 1d6.
All right.
You also get, if you want to use this right before you go into this next room, a item bonus against disease and poisons for 10 minutes. A couple hit points back there and a little more.
So you got that going for you.
Okay. Alrighty. So how do you guys want to burn the remaining eggs? Do you want to lob that other grenade in there?
Yeah, that actually might be smarter than...
That's a good idea.
Like, that lob the grenade idea. And then close the door behind it.
Yeah, I was going to offer for Day to go in and Supernova in the middle, but that would be a really stupid thing to do, especially not knowing how they're going to react. Well,
so. Now that you've offered something so heroic, I feel like we shouldn't waste... I feel like we shouldn't... You have to do it.
You can't deny me that honor. I wouldn't want to rob you of your
glory.
Day is still like smells like burnt fur, so it's not a great idea. But it's also, you know, you have a grenade. If you do want to close the door and
that's
wait
a good
a
idea.
Bit.
Why don't you go in with the grenade and Supernova, and if it doesn't work, you can still just pill the bit on the grenade.
Captain Navasi. Drew, you have the grenade there. Do you want to relinquish it?
Obaziah has a bunch of grenades. You can have one.
Well, I've got the incendiary grenade from the room over there, so.
I also have incendiary grenades.
Well, awesome. So why don't you throw yours if you have a bunch of them, because you're probably better at it
anyway. I
also
don't even need to throw it. I actually have a grenade launcher. I could even shoot it. I could do a lot of things.
Oh, good for you. Good for Obaziah. All right, so I'm just going to assume you do want to... burn and maybe wait a little bit for some of the fires to go out as you close the door here to the mid chamber. Maybe that's what you do while you're healing up, taking 10 minutes for Day's wounds. And you hear a lot of screeching on the other side as these eggs are popping like big old pimples. The creatures are burning away. It is a scene of a lot of devastation in here, but it does seem like the doors to the starboard and aft still covered in the slime, maybe didn't burn as well. And these double doors towards the bridge as well, similarly, not totally burnt away. Where would you like to go first?
What are these things on the side that look like car seats?
I think those are little fighters. The bloom
little
has like
what?
Fighters, little one seat drone planes, perhaps. I think that's what we're supposed to believe.
Can we use those?
They do look like car seats, is what you're telling me. Okay.
I mean, it might actually, does it say in the, maybe I should read the description of the the room. It doesn't say anything about them in the art. I think if they're not fighters, they are escape pods. They look like they got a big old gun on them, though.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, I was about to say, what?
These four?
These things on the side.
It looks like computer terminals, maybe.
Yeah. Seats.
Chairs.
Toilets.
Not sure what they are.
Right.
The Xenowardens believe in like a very free and open kind of concept. So this would explain it if like the toilets were just kind of out there.
It's also important that these be installed backwards in the back seat for at least a period of time.
Yeah, until you're a certain size or weight. Makes sense.
Yeah, so the fire only burns for maybe like half a minute before most of the things in here are destroyed. Doesn't look like there's much else in this room. I'm going to say that these are probably escape pods of some sort that are you would like climb up to them. So I think they're supposed to be on like a higher tier here.
Okay, so it looks like there are two side doors, one on each side, and then a double door to the north.
Yep.
Do you want to go to the left?
Which is the goopy door? Is it the double doors to the north?
They're all pretty goopy.
What's the goopy?
I like a clockwise exploration.
The double doors.
I feel like we read left to right. All right, do Xenowardens read left to right, though? Maybe we should go by how they do it.
I'm opening up the port side.
Yeah.
We're not going to discuss left and right that much. Port side chamber.
Beds.
Yeah. Opening up here, you see what looks like crew quarters, some rank and file looking beds, communal rooms here. There are a few dozen of these hatchlings kind of rooting around the bedroom, maybe eating bedspreads, and there's like a little plant in the corner that they're munching on. Clothing is being ripped out of bunks and chewed up. Looks like they're consuming biomass of some sort. And you see them pooping out this green goopy slime.
Cool. Knew it was poop.
It always is.
You guys like to do.
Can we start picking these things off?
Are they like 2 hit point kind of things, or are these like real bit bad?
Yeah, they're just little bugs, little boys.
Are they kind of what's what I'm looking for?
Stompable?
Like individuals that like maybe don't themselves constitute any sort of a threat?
I mean, by themselves they are chihuahua sized. I would say so. Okay. You could punt one real easy.
Okay, right. I see. So like, but so these are not like we're not looking at like 12 combatants here. We're looking at as
oh no,
like,
these are the like, big boys. These aren't the small grubs that you saw in the previous chamber. Okay. These look like the ones
that's what I was trying to ask. Yeah.
Are these hand wave smushy or are these roll for initiative?
It's up to you. What do you guys want to do? Just close. You just close this door and not have to deal with this if you don't want to.
That's probably. I feel like if we're going to salvage the ship, it's got to be clear.
True.
We take our salvage jobs seriously and stuff if we don't kill them.
Oh yeah, no, it's bad news. You don't want to you don't want an infestation of these things. Right, and Zamir is definitely not cloning them back on the overhaul.
Nah. Right now.
As you move forward to collect weapons, they do start swarming up like they do, being a big old jerk swarm.
You specifically told us they weren't going to do that.
I don't think I did. I think I said they were like the big ones. Just like the big ones. Yeah. Oh, for initiative.
Master of subterfuge.
Oh, I rolled well for initiative. And you
guys. I can attune as part of initiative, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right, these things warm up and get to chomping.
Get to the chomper. Is what they say.
Get into Chomp Town.
Going with photon attunement.
Yeah, if you guys are all near the door here, the swarm getting together starts emitting an ear splitting shriek, screeches that shake your characters to their very or perhaps your armor, shaking, reverberating, hurting eardrums, ear canals, what have you. Everyone, go ahead and make a basic reflex save. Oh, God, great roll for day. Jeez Louise, Rebecca. You're not going to like this, but it's somehow still not a critical success. It's 18 on the dice. That's still pretty good.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah. Oh, no, Drew. Natural one. Tyler, I'm guessing this is also going to be a fail, but probably not critically. What's your reflex bonus?
It's a 17 altogether.
J, just a fail. This is a lot of sonic damage coming at you guys.
I use a hero point.
Oh, yeah, you can use a hero point if you want to reroll that. I've already rolled the damage, so you know you'd be taking 24 points of sonic damage if you don't get a critical fail.
Luckily, I know that I can't do any worse. I could just match.
True.
You would be surprised at how angry you get if you do stuff like that, though.
Three on the dice, you did better. And that is not a critical fail, so you are only taking 12 points. Rebecca Day is taking Isef and Day are only taking 6 sonic damage. I rolled pretty low on the damage. That is their full turn as they formed up, moved together, and then emitted this ear-piercing scream. Isef or Navasi, who wants to go next?
I'll wait for Navasi to take the lead.
All right, Drew.
All right. Is this the only thing in the room? This big...
yes, this squirming mass of 20 to 30 creatures.
Okay. So, of course, get them. Can I take... is this the door that we're standing in right here?
I would say Day is probably closest to where it is. But if you want to move Day off of it so you guys all have kind of access, that's also fine.
Yeah, it's mostly that I'm trying to find a decent place to take a guarded step and still be able to take a shot. If I guarded stepped here, would I still have access to shoot?
No, probably not.
Okay.
You stepped further back.
All right, then I'm going to guarded step here.
Okay, well, that's kind of into the room.
Yeah, well, there's really only so many places I can go.
I don't think you'd be able to do that without making acrobatics check to get around these things. They're kind of taking up a good amount of the floor real estate. But you can if you want. It'll just be a move action.
Well, it was going to be a move action anyway. So can I?
Yeah. Acrobatics against their reflex DC. Is that what PF2E is all about? That is. Oh, no, Drew. That is a fail, unfortunately. So it just means your movement has stopped. You move forward to try and get around them. It does not work.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to shoot this stupid thing.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Calling it names, Drew? That's kind of...
Yes. Yes, I am.
Me. Oh, wow. Okay. In the year of our Lord 2024, we're name calling.
So this gets a +4 to damage rolls. If I've hit it.
Good.
And it's
20 is indeed a hit.
And now everybody gets a +2 to damage rolls against the target, in addition to the normal -1 AC penalty and reflex saves.
Okay. This is piercing damage. It doesn't... I think maybe you blast one of these things off of the swarm, but it still doesn't do a ton of damage. Dude. Comparatively. Isef, you are up next. I imagine we're seeing a flamethrower, but I can't.
Yeah, if there is a option. Let's see. So you did one action to get him, and then you just took a shot. Is that what happened there?
Well, I took one action to get him, one action to try to move, and one action to... Did I use too many moves?
No. Sorry. I was curious if there was an extra action in there so you could move out of the way so I wouldn't have to light you on fire.
No, I tried to move and then couldn't. So
I see. Okay, so yeah, I think I can angle this a little bit so I can. Yeah.
It's 15-foot cone, so you can hit this one right in front of you and kind of just blades right through the door frame.
Yeah. See, can I do a cone from...
Now you know why I wanted to get out of the way.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, snap to corner. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, there we are. Yeah, I can kind of, do something like that. And yeah, so first things first, I'm going to... I wonder if I can get a better shot if I sort of came over here. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Try to get a better angle on these guys. As I'm moving, I'm going to use my mobile aim class feature. So I can take aim at them as I'm going. And then I will... So that's aiming is sort of like marking them until the end of my turn. So ranged attacks do some extra damage. So then I make a flamethrower attack. 17 to hit is what I've rolled here.
That's two on the dice.
Yep. Seems like that good time to re-roll that. Good time to re-roll that attack. Hey, a 30. That's way better.
Yeah, critical hit.
Oh, nice.
Pretty sure you can crit with a flamethrower, so.
All right. So, okay. So we're talking, boy, 4 points of damage. But plus two from Drew, right?
Well, yeah, no, it's.
It's plus two to damage rolls against the target, but it's also minus one to AC and minus one to reflex saves.
It's double, so it's eight plus two, right?
Well, I probably double that as well. Then I roll precision for aiming. So we're looking at 8 plus 2 is 10. Doubled is 20.
So I don't think you can get the aim damage bonus with a cone weapon.
No?
No, I'm pretty sure it's specifically for snipers and small arms or what have you.
Maybe there's more information that you have, but as far as I can tell, it's just you take careful aim at a single creature that you're aware of, designate them as your mark. Just range strikes against your mark using the required range weapon. Okay, so maybe there is a requirement to that.
The requirement is it doesn't have the area trait, so it is anything that doesn't do area.
This is very specifically. I can't use this with that. Okay.
But all right, so. it doesn't matter because that's still 10 points of fire damage.
Would be 12, right? Typically, you would double all your static bonuses as well.
Oh, you're doubling Drew's bonuses. Sorry. Yeah, so 12, and they're also they're weak, obviously, to this. Yep. So that's an additional 5. So 17 points toto, which I forget how many hit points they have. About half of them are dead.
Okay, good.
More than half of them are dead.
And then third action.
Last week you had to fight two of these things. So this is a little easier swarm battle.
Third action. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I guess I'll try to intimidate them. No, that's not true. No. I have a minus one to intimidate. I'm not going to do that. Third action, I look cool. I look cool for my third action.
Day, you're next.
Can I squeeze in through the door next to it to, like, get over here?
Yes. I think you'd be able to just move kind of catty corner around. Okay.
From there, I'm going to use Supernova 15 foot, which is... 1d8 per level, so 68.
Blasting them.
It's plus 1d8 per level.
Oh, boy. How often can you do Supernova?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I think it's every time I'm attuned, right?
No, it's only once per 10 minutes. I thought it was longer than that. So, yes, 10 minutes I've definitely passed into you. Blasted the other ones, because that's how long you've at least rested up. Reflex save?
Yeah. No, fortitude save.
Ooh, fortitude's not as good. I think that's going to be a fail. 6 on the dice. What is your class DC? I've only rolled a 16.
21.
Okay. So they have failed. So taking good
damage. Full damage, and they're blinded for one round.
Okay, well... All the dead are blinded, so let's see how much damage you do here.
24 damage.
They are very dead. You pretty much take these off by yourself. Sorry, Tyler. No, your stupid teammates have robbed you of another battle.
They go in and just start flamethrowing and blasting.
It's because Obaziah has a heavy gun, so I imagine as she's pulling out all this, you know, metal and everything else, and she turns around, it's just coated in fire and dead. She's very disappointed.
Yeah, we're out of combat here as they've completely blasted the last of the hatchling creatures, and we're out of combat.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.